Welcome to the Once Upon a Sunday Fantasy Football Podcast with your hosts, Josh Kimmel, Dave Campbell, and Justin Bowerly.
Welcome to the Dynasty Friday version of Once Upon a Sunday. We are here on this beautiful, like I said, beautiful, wonderful Friday where it is 73 degrees outside.
Oh,
windows open, just living the life.
Shut up. Just shut up.
We may go to the beach this weekend.
That's not shut up. Just shut up. It's 53 and windy here. I hate you. It's going to be in the 20s next week.
It's phenomenal.
That's the worst.
I do want to say Dirtbag Dave is off real work today, and I didn't ask him if he was going to join, but I was hoping he would, but he did not.
The link is in the chat. So.
But hey, I missed a show Wednesday, and he's going to miss a show Friday. That's A-okay. But we're back. I'm back. If I cough, I apologize. But it is Jersey Friday, if you guys didn't know. We are repping. I don't know why. I just wore a jersey, and Justin's like, I want to put on a jersey too.
I want to be part of the fun.
But follow us on X, Josh Kimmel, OUS, at Justin Bowerly, at OUSFF Pod on all platforms, Instagram, TikToks, where else? YouTubes, all the social media platforms, and of course, at Fins Talk Sports Network. Since it is Jersey Friday, we do have a top five list of, real quick, of jerseys we want.
Ours are going to be so different, but it's fine.
They might not.
So I've actually been keeping track of mine on Twitter over the this entire season. It's definitely changed quite a bit, but I think most of it is relatively the same. Do you want to start with five or one?
I'm not going to order mine.
Okay. How about this? We'll just list off five jerseys that we definitely want.
Sounds great.
I want a Ja'Marr Chase white jersey. I want a Joe Burrow black jersey. I want a Zaire Franklin blue jersey.
Okay. All right.
Do you know who Zaire Franklin is?
No idea.
He's a linebacker for the Colts, leading tackler in the NFL. He's a defensive player. Sorry. This is a fantasy football
guy. IDP, bro.
IDP player. And then after that, I want a David Bell jersey. Hometown kid. You gotta root for him. And then past that, it's either going to be an Anthony Richardson white jersey or another Joe Burrow orange jersey.
Got it. So that's a pretty solid list. You're pretty much a homer.
Honorable mention, Justin Fields orange jersey.
You might as well get that soon because you won't be wearing that jersey next season.
I know. That's why it's an honorable mention. It's not my top five anymore.
Wait for it. So you keep track of this. I don't wear jerseys. I'm not a jersey guy.
I'm not either.
Time I wear jerseys is to hockey games.
Yeah.
Because I feel like grown men, and we're both in jerseys right now, but I feel like grown men wearing jerseys is silly. I really do.
I really want to see like a player go to a game and like, oh yeah, I'm in the Justin Bowerly IT jersey. He's got his polo on and it says IT on it.
My favorite thing ever is if you go to a golf tournament, the attendees, they wear their polo shirts, they wear their khaki pants tucked in with the belt, and golf cleats. And I'm like, what are you guys doing? Do you think that Tiger is going to ask you to step in and take a shot for me? I understand there's some kind of dress code for these golf tournaments, but golf cleats?
Golf cleats.
I've seen it. I go to golf tournaments. I live down here, and there are multiple places, and it's like grown-ass men. But anyway, I digress. I'll give you my top five list of at least people that I would like. This is the last jersey I've purchased, and it was a long time ago, back when Minshew Mania first happened. Just basically to support him. Yeah, this is a Minshew jersey.
That's a Minshew jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was a Trevor Lawrence jersey.
Oh, this is Minshew from back. Yeah.
Oh, we're going all Colts today. Okay, cool. I can get on board with this.
Well, I don't. Yeah, we are all Colts, but I do not. This is the last jersey I purchased just to support him. So when I buy jerseys, it's to support the people I actually like to watch play football.
Yeah.
Same. So I really want to get a Tua jersey. White. I think the Dolphins teal jerseys are atrocious. I think they're awful. White is the way to go. Micah Parsons. I would love to get a Micah Parsons white jersey. All my jerseys will be white, I believe. None of them will be the team color. I think those are just gross.
It's too out there as I'm wearing a blue jersey and you're
as I'm wearing one. We are frauds.
I should have worn my Peyton Manning jersey. Dang it. That's a white one.
And so I got three more left. I would love a Mike Evans, big Mike Evans. Now this one I would do in pewter because I like their pewter. Their red is ugly. I love big Mike Evans. And there's two more left. I'm going to surprise you with one of them, and I'm not going to surprise you. I want a Trey McBride Cardinals white because we know I'm a huge Trey McBride guy ever since I saw him in the Senior Bowl lighting it up.
There's one you could get in the black instead.
I want the white. I want the white Trey McBride with the red letters. Dude, it looks so clean. And the last one on my list, 1,000%. I don't care if it's a throwback. It's something I've always wanted. I want an Aaron Rodgers green Green Bay Packers jersey. I want one. I want one so bad. He's my favorite player of all time.
You and my cousin would get along.
But yeah, there you go. If you're all shopping out there and you want to support the show and if you guys want to get us some jerseys, that's what I want. That's what he wants. Christmas is coming around the corner.
We should put together our Christmas list and throw it on our link tree, and so anybody can just go out there and send it directly to us.
I dig it. So we are here to talk about the actual show for unrestricted free agent at the quarterback position. There is a few of them that will make an impact, a few that won't, but they're good enough to bring up, of course. So this is important. Like, if you are in a stage in your dynasty team where you roster Kirk Cousins or you want to obtain Kirk Cousins, you have to understand that his situation may be different next season. And there's many more in the same situation. So if you want to start with the first one, Justin, I don't have the list in front of me. Just put
it on the- and it's important to note, these are guys that are currently free agents or will be free agents in 2024. This is not guys that we anticipate being cut, traded, or anything. These are just, they're going to hit the open market no matter what at the end of the season, whether that's with the same team, whatever. So you mentioned it already. This is the biggest one in free agency. It's going to be Kirk Cousins, age 35. He's currently 35.2. So he'll be going to age 36 season next year. Right, maybe-ish. He'll be 36 in the middle of the season next year.
Yep.
8 games a season, 2,331 yards before tearing his Achilles. Points per game, he is QB7 if you average that out. I don't think it's fair to just do his current points per game or points total. So points per game, he would be QB7 right now. This is a big target. If people think he's going to be returned back to being good again, the Vikings don't appear to think that he can get the job done. They drafted Jaren Hall. Not to say that's going to replace him, but can Kirk Cousins get it done in Minnesota? That's the real question. I think that's the question from Minnesota on and why they didn't actually already re-sign him before he tore his Achilles.
Right. So I wish Dirtbag Dave was on the show. And Raphael, yeah. I do see you, and I will get to you, Raphael. But I do want to point this out. I wish Dave was on the show because he's got a lot to say about Kirk Cousins. He's a big Kirk Cousins supporter. I guarantee he would like to see Kirk Cousins come back to Minnesota. And I believe I would like to see Kirk Cousins go back to Minnesota because of the chemistry he has with the team. We saw what he was doing last year with the necklace and him dancing on the plane and all the players buying in, him doing gritties. Like, he's a true team player. He's a true leader in that locker room. And any team that will get him, will sign him, will be better off for it. I can't think of many. I mean, there's a few landing spots that I would like. I guess we're going to get to that soon. But we have to understand this dude tore his Achilles. And he's 35 years old. I was watching, by the way, side note, I was watching the Video Game Awards last night. And some guy, no idea because I'm not a nerd. I just play video games, came out and said he had a walking boot on. There we go. He had a walking boot on. He's like, hey, guys, I know I have a walking boot on, but I just tore my Achilles. I just turned 30 years old. I guess when you're 30. Now, I bring that up because we're seeing Achilles nonstop for the past 2 to 3 years. It's happening way too often. Is he going to be able to return to back to his normal health? And when he does sign with a new team, is it going to be somewhat relevant? Is he going to be starting right away? Is it going to be a process? Because he is 35 years old. I'm 37, about to be 38 in a couple days. It's hard to get out of bed after leg day, much less after a torn Achilles. I think New England would be a good spot if they can draft a Marvin Harrison Jr. You put them together. Kirk Cousins is a system guy. He can buy into a system. He's a team leader. They obviously have a need at the quarterback position. He can manage an offense, and if you surround him with the talent and the coaching, I think he will succeed, and they are needing a quarterback. Obviously, they're not going to roll with Mac Jones or Bailey Zappi. And there are other teams out there. There's always teams with quarterback needs. Now, the problem is when they do get rid of Kirk Cousins, what does Minnesota pivot to? This is more on Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison. Are they going to struggle because Kirk Cousins is leaving? That's what I look at.
That's what you look at. I did not include the Patriots on a list of teams that I think Kirk Cousins could go to because I think they're going to be high enough in the draft where they're going to be able to get Caleb Williams or Drake May. Currently, they're sitting at two over at the second pick. If the Cardinals lose this week, they drop down to the third pick because of the win last night against the Steelers. So I didn't include the Patriots. I think the Patriots would be a good fit to go if Bill Belichick is still there. You get him a top wide receiver instead of the top quarterback. You load him up on the offense and just let him go. But I don't know that he would go there. Cold weather, torn Achilles, that doesn't seem like a great fit. I thought maybe the Raiders. However, you already have Davante Adams. Maybe get Josh Jacobs to come back next year. The defense is starting to look okay. Not the greatest. But that doesn't mean anything for Kirk Cousins because he's on the offense. I think what the Raiders have, they'll have a new coach. They're going to want a new quarterback, whether that's a rookie or a vet. Maybe he comes in for a season or two, like the Jimmy Garoppolo deal there. They probably, I guarantee they move on from Jimmy Garoppolo. That was a Josh McDaniels signing. I could see Kirk Cousins succeeding in Las Vegas.
Does Ronald McDonald think I'm a Cowboys fan?
Oh, no.
I am a Dolphins fan. Yeah. And I do just like Gardner Minshew. I apologize for if you
he missed the beginning of the show. We wear jerseys to support people, not the team.
Yeah, but I'm not a Cowboys fan, although I do love the Cowboys. But yes, everything you said is perfectly right. But I just think the Patriots would be such a perfect landing spot. Yep. They could take that first round pick, the very high pick, they could trade it for pieces, or they can
draft Marvin Harrison.
Which I would hate if Marvin Harrison comes out. That'd be freaking awesome to see Marvin Harrison play for the Patriots with the you know, legacy of Marvin Harrison Sr. playing for the Colts and have that rivalry going. That'd be pretty cool. That'd be pretty fun to see.
No, absolutely not. We're not talking that into existence right now.
Oh, bro, 15 is Minshew Mania. I bought it whenever he broke out, whenever he was awesome. I love Minshew.
Another spot, landing spot you could find. So we talked about the Patriots, the Raiders. Another landing spot could be the Vikings. They could bring him back.
They could.
It's not over.
I just don't know why they didn't re-sign him and extend him. That's the problem. And then you didn't extend him. Then he had this torn Achilles, and that makes maybe the situation or the I don't understand. He's so good, but Washington wanted to get rid of him for years. Minnesota has been talking about getting rid of him for years. He's so good in a league where we're starting Zach Wilson and Josh Dobbs and Bailey Zappi. Your organization is telling your fans, we don't want Kirk Cousins. He's not good. So you prefer Jaren Hall? You prefer the Bailey Zappies of the world? This guy's a legit, really good quarterback. Not everyone is Mahomes. Not everyone is going to be a Tua or a Jalen Hurts. It's impossible.
They want to win a Super Bowl. And the question isn't, is this guy good? It's, can this guy win the Super Bowl for us? Unfortunately.
Yes. Before we get to the next quarterback, can we answer some of these questions?
Yeah.
Okay. First question, Raphael. How do I feel about the new season of Fortnite? It's awful. It is awful. Unplayable. I think that Fortnite did a situation where they made the Battle Royale season so bad, so we all play Lego and racing in the instrument game. Because Battle Royale is unplayable. I cannot wait for this season to be over. It sucks. Fortnite, you released Lego yesterday at 4 o'clock when all the kids got out of school. The servers were crashed until I woke up this morning. I played one game of racing. Servers crashed again. Fortnite, you suck. Your season sucks. The attachment sucks. The medallions suck. Everything about this season sucks. And I would start golf over Mahomes this week, too.
I have no comments. Golf over Mahomes. I forget who they even play, but sure. Any other questions that you want to answer?
Yeah, here? Ronald has one about getting punched in the face or something.
Would you rather be kicked in the face by a cassowary or pecked in the head by an ostrich?
It's a cassowary. I don't know what a cassowary is. Let me Google that because I'm not as smart as you, Ronald. Pass. Owari. What's a bird? Flightless bird. It's like, it looks like a turkey with a parakeet with a peacock. Jeez, that thing looks dangerous. Ostriches are pretty dangerous. They're bigger. I don't know how big this little cassowary is, but man, ostriches can fuck you up. Sorry, Bobby. They really, really, really can.
Yeah, those things are ugly, though. Kicked in the face. Do you see those nails right there?
Yeah, I would rather get pecked. I'd rather get kicked in the face by this thing rather than pecked in the head by an ostrich. Those things are deadly. I know that.
Good Lord. Where do these things live? Florida?
Probably Australia.
Florida.
No way. I've never seen these things.
The Great Florida Cassowary Relocation Event of 2023. Maybe they got relocated to somewhere else.
Oh, they're considered the world's most dangerous bird.
Earth's deadliest bird. Ostrich. Okay, I'll take ostrich now.
I'll take the ostrich. Because this thing is the deadliest bird. I'm out.
We're not playing here. Nope. All right. Yeah, so he said Australia, so... you want to go to the next one here?
Yeah, who's the next one? Who's the next one?
Let's go with Baker Mayfield, age 28.6, 12 games played so far this season.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Sorry, I just wanted to push the button.
2,800 yards, 18 touchdowns. He's QB22 for points per game, average points per game. What are you thinking?
I think the Buccaneers are an awful organization, and they don't know what they're doing. And I think that they keep him around in Tampa Bay. And I think if they mess around and leave this, win this division, that they're going to remain with Todd Bowles and Baker Mayfield, which is okay. It's an analogy. It's a long analogy, people, but I'm going to go ahead and say it. There are people out there, because trust me, I'm one of these people who are very upset sometimes. Like, these people are on welfare. They can do this. They can do that. They have, because trust me, I know someone personally who's literally on welfare, and she's on vacation all the time. She's traveling. She's going to Wisconsin. She's going to Ohio. She's literally always doing something, but she never works. She hasn't worked in over a decade. But she's not going to get anywhere with her life because of this situation, because she's not working. She's not. There's no ambition. They just give her, and that's all it is. Same thing with Todd Bowles and Baker. It's complacency. You're never going to go up. You're never going to be better than what you are. You're just going to be a 7-win team your entire life because you play in the NFC South, and then you have a mid quarterback and a mid head coach, and you have no ambition to get better. And that's what's happening in Tampa Bay, unfortunately. So if you keep with this system with Baker Mayfield and Todd Bowles, Baker's a backup quarterback. Let's just be honest. He is. He's not it. The only reason why he's doing so well this season is because of the Johnny Manziel effect. Mike Evans makes quarterbacks better, just the way it is. Mike Evans is just that good. He's a Hall of Famer, best in the world. If you watch a Buccaneers game, it's struggle, 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 long bomb to Mike Evans. Boom, there's Baker's stats. He makes bad decisions. He holds onto the ball too long. He's trash. So where do I see him next season? Backing up somewhere. Or he stays in Tampa if they win the division. But this guy's a true backup. If you own him and if you roster him in Dynasty right now and you're out of it, he's someone I would try to move right now, because when he does become an unrestricted free agent, you're looking at a backup at best. You're looking at a Gardner Minshew situation. Where do we really see this guy going? Do you see him being a starter going forward? He hasn't really proved anything. He hasn't done anything this season to make you think he's a starter.
I can agree with that. I think he ends up going to the Buccaneers still. I think he gets re-signed. That's Bo Nix range if that doesn't fall anywhere. In fact, this mock draft has Bo Nix going 11 to the Raiders. So they could take a quarterback, but it's not going to be one of the best quarterbacks. So it's, do you take that quarterback? Like, in my opinion, there's two quarterbacks out there that you want this year. It's Drake May and Caleb Lawrence. Everybody else should be like late first round,
Caleb Lawrence,
second rounder, Caleb Williams. I don't know why I'm thinking about Lawrence, but I think Baker ends up staying here. I agree with you about they're just not getting better. So
you're just staying in place, complacent. Mm-hmm. When someone sets you up with something and you get like just you're just comfortable and you don't want to move because you think life is so good, that's where you're dead. And that's where the Buccaneers are right now. And it's been that way for a long time here. But good point in the chat. the GM of this football team, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, drafted Kyle Trask in the second round. Todd Bowles wanted Baker. Todd Bowles is starting Baker. The GM wants Kyle Trask in there. That's a fact. There is a struggle going on in the front office. The GM wants to fire Todd Bowles so bad so they can get their second round pick to play quarterback. I see Kyle Trask as a starter next season. I see Todd Bowles leaving because I don't see the Buccaneers winning the division. I see Atlanta winning. I see or New Orleans winning. I don't see the Buccaneers winning. Mm-hmm. Their schedule's too hard going forward. So I see Baker and Bowles gone. And I see Kyle Trask stepping in. And I see Baker maybe backing up somewhere and just being a role player just like every other retread quarterback does. Maybe he goes to New York to back up Daniel Jones. I know that sounds silly, but they just invested a lot of money in Daniel Jones. Maybe he goes to Green Bay, backs up Jordan Love. I know that sounds silly, but again, they have to give him that situation, and Baker could be a fallback guy. I see Baker playing games next year, just not starting 16, 17 games.
All right. Next guy.
Atlanta would be cool, though, Ronald. Atlanta would be cool.
I think Atlanta also wants a rookie at this point. I mean, I guess they got Ritter. They're technically still in the wild card slot.
They can't all get rookies, Justin.
I know, but we're talking about teams that like could go get a rookie quarterback.
No, what they're gonna do, they're gonna get Marvin, they're gonna trade up for Marvin Harrison Jr. and they're gonna target him two times a game. That's what they're gonna do. They're gonna make him block. That's what they're gonna do.
That's probably what they're gonna do, honestly.
Who's the next guy?
Josh Dobbs, another Vikings quarterback. Age 28.8. So about to be 29 here soon.
Oh, yeah, Ronald. That's the 28.6. It means they're aged. He's 28. Yeah. So, Joshua Dobbs. I saw someone at Publix yesterday with no eyebrows and no hair. First time in my life. And I said,
do you think they shaved it or that's like just how they are? Because I know somebody that doesn't have eyebrows and is bald.
I asked him. I said, hey, do you have the thing that Josh Dobbs has? He said, yes.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, that's awesome.
It's out there.
I've never seen it in my life. I know it means nothing, but I just wanted to point that out. Stupid.
He's so big. He's in Florida now.
He's everywhere. We're going through the nation. Anyway, Josh Dobbs is one of these trendy quarterbacks that has been playing well, but also been playing very poorly. But we do, as fantasy managers, I've noticed, we point out the good in Josh Dobbs rather than the bad. We don't look at the interceptions. We don't look at the turnovers. We don't look at the fumbles. You know why? Because it's a wonderful story. We want him to succeed so bad because he's such a great person, such a great personality, and he's been a backup for so long when he shouldn't have. He does deserve a shot. I think he earned a shot. I think he's done more than Baker this season to earn a shot starting somewhere. Where? I don't know. Because the Jets can't take a shot on him. They're relying on Rodgers maybe to play next year. I don't think Bill Belichick has patience for a retread, hopeful quarterback. We're looking at Las Vegas. How many times are they going to get a Jimmy G or someone that just comes in and fills in? They really want a mainstay character back there, a quarterback. So I don't really see a situation where he fits anywhere. Atlanta? I feel like he'd fit more Atlanta than Baker Mayfield.
And Desmond Ritter. He could actually get the ball to people. I have either going back to the Vikings for a year or two, but at the same time, they just finally committed to Josh Dobbs this week over Jaren Hall. I think that's less likely. My other slot would be the Rams as a backup to start behind or to sit behind Matthew Stafford and come in when Matthew Stafford inevitably gets hurt again.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. I do see a situation where Geno could be replaced in Seattle. He has been playing flawlessly. I think his contract, they could get out of his contract this season if they wanted to. I'm not saying Josh Dobbs would be a perfect fit there because he is basically Geno Smith, mm-hmm. just with better wheels at this point. And I don't know what Pete Carroll wants to do in that situation, but Josh Dobbs is going to get a job somewhere.
He will. And my fear for him is that because of how well he's doing this season, he's going to get a big contract. It's going to be like a Geno Smith style thing, but the expectations are going to be so high because of his success this year that you get into a different situation. Teams are game planning for you now, and you don't do that well. that's my only fear for him, and that's going to really suck for when he inevitably does start falling down. We got to remember, he was traded away for like what, a sixth round pick this year at the beginning of this, before the season started. He only started in Arizona because Kyler Murray was still hurt and they didn't trust Clayton Tune to come in yet. And then he all of a sudden had some really good games. The Cardinals are still 3-10. That's the thing. He didn't win many games, and then he got traded to the Vikings at the deadline, and he came in and won a game immediately after being in Minnesota for what, like 24 hours. He's had some really good games, but I mean,
have we seen Dobbs?
It's not that great.
Have we seen Dobbs with Jefferson yet?
Not yet.
And we're about to
this week. So
yeah, we're about to.
And that's what I'm saying is maybe for the maybe Dobbs gets them into the playoffs. Maybe he has a Case Keenum effect this year for the Vikings. But we all remember how Case Keenum ended up with the Vikings. They cut him after that NFC Championship.
Yeah, and there's no loyalty in this league, and it's a it's a what have you done for me lately league. Who's next on this list?
Next up, let's go with our only other, I think, could maybe start in specific situations. Let's go with Jameis Winston with the New Orleans Saints.
So this brings me to Raphael's question in the chat. Steelers need a quarterback. Cousins fit in Pittsburgh? No, but Jameis does. And I'm glad that we saved Jameis for this last person we're going to talk about today. I don't think Pittsburgh's going to get rid of Pickett right away. They should. One thing I've learned in the NFL, if they're not working out, if they're not doing it for you, Josh Rosen, many others, Zach Wilson, move on. At this point, Kenny Pickett's a nobody. He's nothing. He's a zero burger. He's awful. He's just trash. Jameis can sling the ball around, but he's not a good winner. He's not a winner at all. But
he's fun.
He's so fun. Yeah, Pickens, you have Deontay, and Najee and Jalen Warren. Like, they can make some noise with Jameis Winston. This guy's only, 29 years old, about to be 30 years old. He's put up massive fantasy numbers throughout his career. Massive. But he's also thrown 30 interceptions in 1 year. He's an interception master. That's what he does. He doesn't get the opportunities he should. I don't know why Derek Carr is still starting. Derek Carr is awful. Derek Carr is benchable. Derek Carr is washed. We need to see Jameis in there. Are we going to see Jameis this week? Do we have any news on that?
Jameis is the projected starter for this weekend.
Because on Sleeper, they still have Derek Carr projected as the starter.
I don't know why. He's got a second concussion of the season. There's no way he is starting this weekend.
Ronald, we're all descendants of dinosaurs, buddy. Aren't we?
Oh, we're back to the cassowaries again.
Those things are awesome. But anyway, Jameis Winston, where would you like to see him go? I know I threw out Pittsburgh. That's probably not going to happen because Kenny Pickett. Where do we see a great landing spot for Jameis Winston coming up? Is he going to back up or is he going to start? Because he has never proved in the last 2 years, at least dating back to 2 years, he has not shown that he can be a starter because he hasn't been on the field.
Why not the Saints? Why not keep rolling it back? He loves New Orleans. New Orleans loves him. Maybe they move on from Derek Carr. I know they just got him. They just signed him to a contract. But it's not working. They're 5-7 with Derek Carr.
Yeah, but what are they going to be with Jameis Winston? They're not even giving him the opportunity until Carr gets hurt.
That's
the problem.
Jameis Winston could absolutely suck next year and get him into a position for a high draft pick. Or he could ball out and they make the playoffs. I mean, it's the NFC South. It's the weakest division in all of football by far. 6-6 is your divisional winner right now.
Do you think it's the weakest?
I do. The NFC South and the AFC South are generally the worst divisions in football. Right now, the AFC South has three playoff teams.
What?
They have 2-7-5 teams. They have 1-8-4 team. And then you have the Tennessee Titans.
Texans, Colts, and who else? Titans aren't going to make the playoffs.
The Jaguars are currently 8-4. Texans and Colts are 7-5 with the 6th and 7th seeds.
Dang, the AFC South. The AFC is such a disappointment this season. We thought it was going to be a monster. Like,
Dave and I talked about this on Wednesday, how literally the AFC and NFC just completely switched. It used to be the AFC was the powerhouse. The NFC had like 2 or 3 teams. And this year it's completely different. The AFC has 2 or 3 teams and the NFC is a monster.
AFC is just so scattered right now. But anyway, back to Jameis Winston. The guy can throw, but the problem is, like I said, he hasn't been given the opportunities to throw or to showcase his talents. So it's going to be hard for him to get a starting job. especially with all these other guys we just named. And you look at the teams around, Patriots, Saints, you know, there's many more that need quarterbacks. Those are going to be filled up by rookies.
So, yeah, so the teams that I kind of listed myself that needed quarterbacks, the ones that I was really considering, Cardinals, they have Kyler Murray, but there's so much talk about them drafting a rookie instead. I think they're going to go Marvin Harrison Jr. You got the Falcons. They might go rookie in the draft. The people talk about the Bears, even with Justin Fields. They probably will go with a rookie in the draft if they take a rookie. The Raiders, I think, desperately need a quarterback. The Rams need a succession plan. I don't think Stetson Bennett is going to be the guy. He's been on the pup list the entire season. The Vikings will need a quarterback if both of them walk. Patriots probably going to get a rookie. The Giants have been rumored about getting another quarterback. If so, it's going to be a rookie. The Buccaneers and the Commanders. If we're talking about any of these teams, I think Jameis Winston goes back to the Saints where he fits well with. He fits with the team that, again, the city likes him. He loves the city. I don't see him going anywhere else.
I mean, that's a great
And maybe thing. He knows that he's not a starter. He's a prime backup quarterback. And maybe that's, you just understand sometimes that that's what you are.
The one thing I love about Jameis, and I'll leave it at this, he is a team player. He's always been about the team. Even his days in Tampa, if he has to sit on the bench, he'll support his guys. He is a general, like he's a scumbag, or he was. With the whole, you know, we don't want to talk about the past, of course, but you take all that out of it, which is very hard to do. He is a team player. He's a generally loved player in the locker room. He can be goofy at times, eating W's, right? Dancing like an idiot, dancing in front of Derek. What was that? Dancing in front of Derek Carr when Ludacris was.
He was rapping to him. It was funny. I love Jameis Winston for what it's worth.
Of course you do. Of course you do. I don't think the Broncos.
Why, of course?
Of course you do.
I'm a Florida State fan, so that's why I like Jim.
You're all over the place. Bengals, Bears.
Bengals are literally 2 hours away from me. Bears are also 2.5 hours away from me.
So? You know, the Buccaneers are 15 minutes from me. I don't like them.
Why am I all over the place?
Yeah, why are you all over the place?
No. Why do you think I'm all over the place?
I don't know. I think you're just a fake fan. I don't know.
I've liked two of these teams for the same amount of time. This one I got married into. This one I work at. Florida State I've liked since I was in fifth grade.
Listen, you just get around, Justin. I'll leave it at that. You get around.
I like all my hometown teams. The Pacers, Butler, Colts. I hate IU. I hate Purdue. Notre Dame's okay.
Georgia 41, FSU 10.
Ronald, you're fired. I'm actually going to ban you from the chat now. Just kidding.
All right, guys. Does anyone have any dynasty questions?
Yeah, questions.
Because we're going to get on out of here, get back to work. But before we do, we are here for your dynasty. If you're in a dynasty league or if you're not in a dynasty league, let us know. We have leagues open. We always have leagues open. The seasons are coming close. I'm sure we'll have some people dropping out. We'll have people to fill. So let us know if you want to get into the Dynasty Leagues. Raphael, I did add you on Fortnite. You are my close friend on PlayStation. We got a game together. I'm just super sick, as you can tell, as you can hear, and I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't even want to be here today. Just kidding. I love this place. Justin, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
No, just be sure to follow us on YouTube and all the things. OUSFF Pod has a lot more information than just our show. You can get all of our shows at FinTalk Sports Network and OUSFF Pod, but we have all of our shorts. If you just want a 3-minute video of what we're talking about, go follow us there. We have a lot of content there.
We do. So, guys, see you next Tuesday for Priority Waivers. Go win your fantasy leagues. Get into the playoffs. Let's go.
Thanks for listening. Be sure to like and subscribe wherever you watch or listen to podcasts. Follow on X and Instagram at OUSFFPOD. We'll be back next week for more ways to win your league.